And I've just been joined by, I've just rescued Adrian from Whiteside, who Tony was trying to tap up for some cash. Morning, Adrian, how are you?
Morning, I'm fine, thanks, yeah.
Good. Now, you are from Whiteside, which is in Cross Street Ryde.
Yep.
And how long have you been there?
About 6.5 years now.
All right, yeah. So you've been there for some time.
Yeah.
Do you know what? The last couple of years, I've had to start wearing glasses.
Yeah.
I've got a couple of pairs on the go, and I've been to various different places. I'm not going to name them, but I'm not that happy with them.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
These ones that I've got here make me look like Eric Morecambe, plus I keep falling down my nose and they don't fit properly.
Yeah.
I've just had my eyes tested.
Right.
And my wife, treat me like a child. She said, "You take your prescription and you give the prescription to the nice man and see if he can help you." That's something you do, obviously.
Well, that's something that we do. Yeah. Basically, what we do is we started making glasses in the mid-80s, and 6.5 years ago, instead of making glasses for opticians, we now supply direct to the public. So we're spectacle makers, not opticians.
Oh, right.
So we specialise in manufacturing and dispensing of spectacles. So,
does that mean when I come in and I've got my prescription, I hand it to you, you make it on site as opposed to it goes away?
That's correct. Your lenses will be made on the mainland, but they will come into me in a circular blank and we'll chop them to whatever frame you choose. But basically what happens is, instead of me manufacturing your glasses, supplying your glasses to an optician, who then in turn sell them on to you, what we do here is we manufacture your glasses and dispense them and sell them direct.
Right.
So you're getting the same thing, made by the same people, to the same standard, apart from you're getting them a lot cheaper.
How much cheaper, roughly?
Cause in some cases, that's up to 70%.
Wow.
Mm.
So I've had my eye test at the right time then.
Yeah, well, because
I'm coming down to see you. Obviously, I don't think you can do anything today. I can't hand you a prescription. You take it away and make glasses. I have to come in and choose the frames.
Yeah, you need to come in, have a look what we've got. We've got everything from budget frames, which come completely free, to designer stuff like Gucci, Dior, and loads of them. Yeah,
as it says in the commercial that we've made for you.
Yeah,
brilliant. I'd say so. Basically, it's as simple as you go to the opticians, you get your prescription,
yeah,
and then you come to you.
Yeah, you just have to realise that you're under no obligation whatsoever to buy glasses from the person that tests your eyes. You can shop around, use us like a shop. Just shop around until you find something that you like at the right price.
Okay, so I'm off down to see you probably tomorrow, maybe Friday.
Yep.
How long then does it take for me to get my glasses?
Single vision lens is normally ready the next day.
Wow.
Yep.
None of this wait 10 days malarkey then.
No, none of that. No, because if it was an optician, he would have to wrap it up, package it up, send it off to be manufactured. They'd have to then get the lens in, make it, package it up, send it back to the optician. He then gives you a call. It takes ages.
I would imagine there's less opportunity, there's less chance for it to, for mistakes to be made as well, because if you're handing this to this, to this, to that, and so on, you're doing it in-house.
That's it.
Brilliant. Yep. How wonderful was that? Now, obviously, I think I know a little bit about, the glasses.
Yeah.
There's the bifocals are, there'll be a line.
Correct.
Halfway.
Yep.
And then there's the... They tried telling me this the other day, and I didn't really understand because I didn't spend enough time explaining it to me. Then there's... Is it the varifocals?
Varifocals work in the same way as a bifocal, apart from there's no line.
Right.
So it's not a stepped power, it's a progressive power. So the further down through the lens you look, the focal length shortens. So still the bottom part of the lens is for reading, top half for distance.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm probably like most people. I've got the old the bifocals there. You probably see them.
Yep.
I don't like them at all, because if you're doing computer work, you basically see that line, and obviously above that it changes.
Yes.
I mean, you obviously give people advice. What advice would you give me? I work with computers. You can see at the level I work at. So what sort of type?
There's various options out there. You could stick with your bifocals and have your computer prescription in the top and the reading in your bottom. Okay. Or you could have just a completely separate pair for your computer. There's loads of different options that we could run through for you.
Okay, yeah. So I'm going to come down. Do I need to make an appointment when I come down?
No appointment necessary. 9 to 5:30 through the week, 9 to 4 on a Saturday.
So you're on a Saturday as well. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds fantastic. I am going to come down, and I am going to spend because I feel that when you're in other places, and again, I don't want to name them, but you just feel as though they want to get you in, they want to get you out and sorted.
It is. I mean, I've been doing this since 1986, and I've worked for loads of different opticians, and the majority of them is very much in, out, get a sale, and it's gone. This is why I work for myself. I don't like working like that anymore. You just come in, make yourself at home. You can take all day if you like to choose and get your lenses right, get the frame right. It doesn't matter the budget you're on. If you spend £20 and you're there all day, that's fine.
Cool.
It's up to you.
You got a £20 pair of glasses?
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Crikey, get that, listener. £20 a pair of glasses. I mean, that's incredible, because my wife says to me, we can't go over £100. So I'm thinking,
to put it into perspective, what we do, we do 2 for £40. So and one of those pair of glasses, I'm not naming any names either, but there's one optician on the island that will charge you £89 for just one of those. And
that's,
we will
incredible.
Do 2 for £40. It's just because you're buying them directly from the people that make them.
Yeah, that is incredible. I mean, I personally want something that is. I'm guessing when you go outside, do your glasses darken?
No.
Have you got those? No.
No.
Have
you? Because it doesn't suit what I use glasses for.
Right.
Lots of people will go outside and they'll buy transitions or whatever, and they think they're good for driving and everything, but they don't actually work inside your car, which is something that I also point out to people. People buy them for driving. They're hopeless for driving because they're activated with ultraviolet, and there's no ultraviolet inside your car, so they don't work inside your car. Outside they will.
I feel such a plank now.
Do you?
Because I've done that.
Yeah,
no. There you go, I've learned something.
Yeah.
That is, so they're only triggered by ultraviolet light.
Yeah, and with a modern car, there's no ultraviolet inside it.
No.
It's all filtered out by the glass, so...
That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, so separate sunglasses are much better.
Right, okay, I'll remember that now. Then what a wally I am. So I'm going to come down and see you, and if anybody else wants to come down and see you, you're in Cross Street.
Yep.
And there must be a website.
There is a website, yep. It's just whitesite.eu.
Whitesite.eu.
Yes, that's it.
Why the EU? Is that?
I don't know. It's just what happened at the time when the person made my website.
Right. Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. So what have you got varifocals on now?
Yeah, I've got varifocals. Yes.
And you wouldn't know that, you know, they don't stand out.
There's no line. No nothing. No.
No. And so if you look up, you can see.
If I look down, I can read. If I look up, I can see in the distance. Yeah, I can. I basically get by with everything. Yeah, it happens to all of us. We get to our mid-40s and we're going to need some sort of multifocal, bifocals, varifocals, or two pairs. Yeah.
So, I mean, I generally have a pair at work and a pair at home.
Yeah.
I mean, do you advise that, or just use one pair and keep them on?
Well, if you get used to varifocals, you should be able to keep them on all the time and use them for everything. But people do have a preference to, if they're sitting on the computer for any length of time or doing any close work for any length of time, sometimes they do have a separate pair for reading or the computer. Yeah, but it's entirely up to the individual. Yeah.
Absolutely. Anything else you want to add? This is fascinating, because I've learned the fact that I'm a wally when I drive the car with, you know, me.
Yeah, when your glasses don't go dark inside your car and they do outside. It's a bit, no, we pointed out to everybody because lots of people make that mistake, so you're not on your own.
Right, okay. Yeah. I'm not going to be a wally anymore.
No.
But I might come down and see you. Do you sunglasses as well?
Yeah, sunglasses, yeah.
And all those flashy names too?
All those big names, yeah.
Go on, mention a few.
The biggest one at the moment is Ray-Ban. You know, Ray-Ban, everybody wants to wear Ray-Ban. But, you know, the ladies still like their Diors and their Guccis and things like that. But, yeah, Ray-Ban's a big seller all over the world, really.
Brilliant. Hey, and it's really, really nice to meet you, and I'm going to come down and see you either tomorrow or Friday.
Okay, I'll be there.
And say the opening times are 9 to 5.30?
9 to 5.30 through the week and 9 to 4 on a Saturday.
And the website address again is?
It's just whitesite.eu.
Brilliant. It's really nice to meet you, and sorry to keep you waiting in
Not
reception.
At all. No.
It makes a change for you.
It's nice to get out the shop. Yeah.
Well, good for you. Thank you for coming in. I really appreciate it.